Oglethorpe
in 19, I think it was six, when I'm trying to think, and I don't think looking at a little black spot on the other side of the room. I graduated from Oglethorpe, and my senior year, the president of the senior class was Frank Hughes.
What year was that?
It's 1960.
Three or four?
Four. Had to be June of 64. And my father had an office at 777 West Peachtree Street, McFadden Business Publications. And I lived all the way out off of Mount Perrin Road on Rebel Trail with my parents still. And I wanted to get out of there as fast as I could. And I saw no reason to get an apartment out there where I'd have to travel an hour and a half each way to work and back every day. That's 3 hours of my day, and I can do stuff in 3 hours. And we didn't have cell phones, so there was nothing to do in traffic but listen to WSB radio. This is Jay Kent. Okay. And so I got in my car from my father's office and drove down Fifth Street, down and crossed Piedmont. No?
Peachtree.
Past Peachtree.
Peachtree to Juniper.
Down to Juniper. And, you know, it may have been on West Peachtree. I mean, on Piedmont. Because it was one way running north at that time. And Juniper is one way running south. And I don't think Juniper's changed in 25 years going which way. So it was probably on Piedmont, because you turned onto Piedmont, and it was the first apartment building on the left as you went up. And they were cheap. And it was two blocks away from work. And that was extremely convenient to me, you know, having no commitments and no place to live. So I signed up for the apartment, and I wasn't there more than a day or so when I started meeting some of the neighbors, and the lady upstairs was the lady of the night, and she was private mistress of one of the Atlanta Braves football players. He kept her there.
Baseball player.
It was the football team. It was just when Ted had.
Oh no, Ted didn't own the Braves for another many years. Braves weren't even here.
No, it wasn't the Braves, it was a football team, professional football team.
We didn't have them here yet either.
Well, she was.
Falcons?
No, they
Falcons.
66, 65 is what
it was. The Falcons. But she was, I may not have the dates right, but that's where she was and that's what she did. So I moved in, and it was probably 6 months later when Frank Hughes, we were talking about, had gotten a job as an insurance underwriter. And he wasn't more than five or six blocks away. And I had invited him over to some party at my place. And he said, you know, I should live down here, because he was commuting God knows how long. And so I went and asked the management, and the apartment right across the hall, which was a two-bedroom, was free. And so next month, we just moved across the hall. And Frank moved in one room and I in the other. And he had started getting into the scene, I think is what you called it. And I was just living on Juniper, you know, just living on Piedmont. And it was really convenient for going to work. And